Tantor Audio presents The Governess of Highland Hall by Carrie Turansky. Narrated by Vida Demlow. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned. Song of Songs, Chapter 8, Verse 7. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. 1. October 1911. Berkshire, England. Julia Foster lifted her gaze to the clear October sky as the lark swooped past. Her steps slowed, and her thoughts took flight, following the bird as it dipped into the golden trees beyond the meadow. If only she could fly away, back to the familiar life and cherished friends she had left behind in India. But that dream would have to wait. She shifted her gaze to the country lane rising before her. Around the next bend, she would see Highland Hall. At least, that was what she remembered. But 12 years had passed since she had attended a charity bazaar at the large estate, before her family left for India. What if she had misjudged the distance, or the time it took to walk from the village of Fulton to Highland Hall? She quickened her pace. It wouldn't do to be late for her 10 o'clock appointment with Mrs. Emmett, the housekeeper. When she reached the top of the rise, she spotted an expensive-looking navy blue motor car with a black roof pulled to the side of the lane. A tall man, who had discarded his jacket and rolled up the sleeves of his white shirt, stood over.